Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We are back. It's episode 63 of The Brunch and Judge.
I had no idea what the number was. I was like, I don't know anymore.
I had to write it down. You notice I looked down to remember what I wrote because I'd already forgotten. I'm like, what? There it is.
You're like, I'd already forgotten. I don't know.
Welcome to this week's episode where we will be talking lighthouses.
Yes.
But I
Kind of
promise,
random.
you'll love these stories. They're good. They're good. It's a good time. But first, and more
Yes.
importantly, Claire, what are you judging
Yes.
this week?
I'm judging a stupid fucking customer. Ugh. I hate people. I hate people. I hate them so much. I think it was, I don't even know, Wednesday, this past Wednesday.
Okay.
I think.
You
Anyway,
you've already been trying to like repress it, like, no, I can't remember it.
regardless of the day, it was awful. So closed. My second job, my part-time job. Closed. Been closed for 30 minutes. We're trying to get everything done and get out of there because we're tired. We'll go home. And the person I was working with was Swiffering and straightening, and I was behind the counter, doing the numbers, getting trash. And somebody comes up to the door and shakes it, as they do, because, whatever. Shaking the door, Tanya yells at her, my coworker who's Swiffering, straightening, yells at her through the door, "We're closed." She shakes the door again, and it's like, "What about we're closed? Do you not understand?" And apparently, Tanya's like, she's having a fit. Like, she's throwing her hands in the air and kind of stomping and having a tantrum. And I'm like, "We're
Disengage.
closed." Like,
Disengage. Just
yeah.
walk
I
away
was
from
like,
the
I
front.
know. I told Tanya, I was like, "Don't make eye contact. Just
Just
walk
walk
away." Like,
away.
we're. And so I went to the back room, and my boss, my main manager, she was still there because we had some floor set stuff that had to get changed, and there was a sale change. So I had gone back. I was putting some of the sale signs that I hadn't used back. And I was sitting back there, and because I had shut down the drawers, and I was writing some stuff down, and the phone rings. And I hear Tanya yell at me, and she's like, "It's her. She's calling. Don't answer it." I'm like, I have to answer it. She knows we're in here, And
Nope,
so,
you don't have to answer it. You're closed. You don't have to answer the phone anymore. You should go automatically to a voicemail.
I know. We don't think we have voicemail.
Well, automatically to the message of, I'm sorry.
Right. I don't even know that we have that. I have no idea. But and Peggy, my manager, she was like, "Go ahead and answer it." So, "Thank you for calling, blah blah blah. This is Claire. How may I help you?" And it's this woman, and she's like, "Yes, I called earlier and I had a package to pick up, and I've driven over an hour to come get it. And I didn't think you guys closed till 8, and I need to get my package." And I was just like, "Hang on just a second." And so I just looked at my manager, I was like, Peggy, and I was like, "I can give her this package, right? Like, I just, and she
Open
was
the
like,
door
yeah,
and
I
hand it
just,
to her.
yeah. And she was like, "Yeah, just write it in the book instead of having her sign, just write it like it was a curbside pickup.
Okay.
Like, you can do that. Open the bag, put it in, our standard, like, shopping bags that, when people come in, because we have to keep the bag it comes in to write all the crap down, the number and all that stuff, and put it in the system that I got picked up, all that jazz." And she said, just in the space where she would sign her name, just write that curbside pickup, sign your initials. I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." So I told her, I was like, "Yes, ma'am." I was like, "We can." Oh, because she was like, "I thought you all closed at 8. And that's when I said, "No, ma'am." I was like, "We closed at 7. And I said, "We've closed at 7 for a year and a half." Like, I made sure to throw that in there, like,
It's like
And so,
it's been standard for a long time now.
yeah,
Sorry.
this is not new. Not new. And so when I, and I was like, "Yeah," I said, "I'll get the package and I'll bring it to the door." I said, "Just be sure to have your ID ready when I get there." And she was like, "Okay, fine." And so I hung up and I told her what Peggy said. And Peggy was like, "We've never closed a date. Like, never,
Yeah.
ever." And she asked me who it was, and I told her her name, and she was like, "Yes, she called earlier and she asked if her package was here, but she never asked what time we closed." And I'm like, "Well, that's on her.
Yeah.
Okay, that's on her." So I go and I get her package, I open it, I put it in the bag, I walk to the front of the store. And so let me preface this by saying standard practices, because there is a tracker on the door. Every time that door opens, they track it
Right.
versus how many transactions we do at the register. And
Right.
they call it conversion.
Right.
And so there was always like a big discrepancy in conversion. And they're like, "How come the conversion's so low?" And they're like, "Well, the people who come in to pick up packages aren't buying anything
Right.
because they're just coming to pick
Pick
up
up a
packages.
package,
They
right.
aren't, yeah, they're not shopping. They're there to pick up what they ordered online." And so for a while now, probably I'd say at least a couple years, at least maybe a year and a half, 2 years, I'd say, they started offering this thing where it's like, if you're picking up a package in store, you can get any full price item for 50% off. One item
Oh, right.
to get them to buy
Okay, in order
something,
to improve the
the
conversion rate. Sure,
conversion.
I get it.
So that's a thing. And so, we've got the barcode at the counter. They buy it, we scan the barcode, and it's like, okay, so this person, you're using this barcode because this person was picking up a package.
Right.
And they have to do it though when they pick it up.
Right.
Okay. They can't within like 2 hours. Like,
Okay.
so if they wanted to like run to another store, come back within a couple hours, that's fine, but they have to do it basically that day.
Right then. Right, right, right. That's fair.
So I go to the door. I look, lady's got her like thrusts her stupid driver's license in my face. She's from like freaking Bloomfield, which is like 45 minutes away. And I hand her her bag, and then she goes, "Well, I guess I can't go and get my 50% off item, can I?"
I've been like, no, bitch, learn how to read a clothes sign.
That's kind of what I was saying in my mind, but I was like, I just go, "No, ma'am, we're closed. Our registers are already shut down." And she was like, "Well, that's just really screwy." She goes, "Well, you know what? It's fine. I'm just gonna go make a phone call." And I was just like, "Okay, have a nice night."
Yeah.
And so I just turned and like locked the door. And then I told my manager, I was like, "She's gonna leave us a bad review." And she was like, "Why?" And so I told her what she said. And so then it's like a few minutes later, she's like, "Well, what you should have said was, you should have said that, well, I can take your name down and I can let the other managers know, and you can come back and let one of them know what happened, and you can use that 50% off at your earliest convenience." And I'm just like, I looked at her and I was like, "Peggy, no."
No,
I said, and I
because
told her,
she.
this is what I told her. I said, she was rude to me on the phone. I said, she was rude to me at the door. I said, I don't feel like I should reward rude people.
Right.
And I said, when you're rude to me like that, I said, anything like that goes outside my brain. And I said, I'm not going to think of giving nice things to people who are rude to me. And I said, you're way more diplomatic than I am, because I said, I know. I
Yeah.
said, I'm not. So I know she fretted over it for like days until she got to talk to our district manager.
Right.
And so then our district manager, when she finally told her, because I don't know if that woman actually called, because I don't think our district manager had the complaint yet. So I think Peggy was trying to head it off at the pass. But she talked to our DM, and the DM was like, "No, I agree with Claire." She said, "I don't think rude people like that should be rewarded either." Because
No.
like I said, she was hateful. She had a hateful tone to me on the phone.
She
And it was like,
easily could have said, I am so sorry.
right.
I thought you, for some reason, I had in my mind you closed at 8. Is there any way that you can do this for me? At which
Right.
point you get a very different kind of service. You get, oh my God, let me see what I can do for you. And then
Right.
you would have been like, she'd be like, oh, is there any way that I can use this 50% off thing at some other time? Because I was really planning on, you would have been
Right.
like, you know what? I'm going to write down your name. Just tell them at the desk the next time you're in, and we'll do that for
Right.
you. Like, that's
Right.
it. I do all sorts of things for nice people. Mean people, fuck off. Like,
Right.
no, I'm out. I don't.
Right. And I was just like, you know, and I was so glad that the DM was like,
Yes,
no, I agree
yeah.
with Claire, because I was just like, because I told Peggy, I said, A, I said she called, and you said she never asked what time we closed.
Like,
Because,
just
like you said, we have
double
never
check.
in the history of ever
Closed at 8
closed at
o'clock.
8, which is irony because now, starting May 1st, we're getting ready to close at 8. They backed it up from 7 to 8. And I'm sure this witch is gonna think that, like, oh, look what I did. You know, like, no, it wasn't you.
That's karma is what that is. That's
Right.
hilarious and I
Yeah.
love it.
So, like, starting May 1st, we're staying open till 8. I don't know if it's just gonna be like summer
Summer
hours. I don't
hours,
know. But
right?
yeah, but anyway, still I'm just like, oh, God, that's so funny. But yeah, it's like, ha ha, whatever.
My God, that's amazing.
And
I love that.
yeah, it's like, A, she called. She never asked what time we closed. So it's like you had the forethought to call and ask if your package was here, but you didn't ask what time we closed. So there's that. And then B, you have access to the same Google that everybody else has access to. So you could just Google and look and see what time we close and go to the website and look and see what time we close. So you had two different options that you could have utilized to avoid this entire situation. So this is not my fault. So why take it out on me?
Well, and like any time I plan to go somewhere specifically that is not close, I always check the hours to
Absolutely.
remind myself, is it
Absolutely.
open? Is it closed
Yes.
today for some weird reason? Well, I check the
Right.
website and it's like, actually, we're closed today due to blah, 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 blah. Like,
Right, if it's some weird one-off thing that's like just today, it's something weird, you
Because I'm
know?
like, I don't know. Let's
Yeah.
find out. So, wait,
So yeah, that's my
madness.
judge. It's like, geez, people, come on.
I just.
Especially if you're gonna drive 45 minutes to over an hour, whatever she said. And you know, and then she, like I said, she pitched a fit outside the door, you know, throwing a little tantrum. It was just like, oh my gosh, like, come on. But yeah, like, don't be rude. To the obviously what happened was not my fault.
Well, and
Wasn't like
it's.
I locked the door early. She didn't show up till 7:30 and we closed at
I was gonna
seven.
say, there is just as much odds that you guys would have already been gone if you hadn't had other things to do when she got there. And then
Right.
what the
Like
fuck
it,
was she gonna
yeah.
do? Like, no one's here,
Yeah.
bitch. Sorry. You don't
Right.
get
The
crap
lights are off.
then.
Yeah, absolutely. Then she wouldn't have been able to get the package at all. Yeah. She was just lucky that we were still there because we had sales and other things going on, and the store was a mess. So, like, come on. Anyway, I was just like a really bad night. And I was aggravated, and I was aggravated that it was like, oh, well, what you should have done was. And I'm like,
No, no.
no. I'm not rewarding mean people. You know, no, absolutely not. You're going to be a Karen? No, not doing it. I'm not rewarding that. I am, no, absolutely not. Not rewarding that type of behavior at all. Because I'm not gonna give people like the incentive to keep behaving like that. Because I think that's trash. Nope, not doing it. So that's my judge. Be nice to retail workers. They don't get paid enough to put up with that garbage.
They do not. They do not.
Nope, not at all.
That is an excellent judge, Claire. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, what are you judging?
So this week I am judging a couple of interesting things that have come up because, as you know, we're moving. Yay!
Yay.
So there are a couple of things that happen when you move, Claire. You tend to be like, hey, you know, here's some stuff that I know that we're not gonna want at our next place that we need to go ahead and let go, or we don't want to schlep across the country or whatever. So we're gonna go ahead and like sell them. And you know, the great way to do that is like Facebook Marketplace or whatever, local, yada yada. Like whatever. So like we've been getting rid of some furniture that we knew we weren't taking, just and stuff that we've tried to sell at past few places that we've never been able to sell. And I just super hate haggling. I hate it. I
Oh,
don't want to do
yeah.
it. And like I did
Oh,
it a little
no.
bit
No.
in while we were selling, and like I don't want to. So
Right now.
it makes me really angry. Like all I want is for people to say, this is a fair price. This is what I feel
Right,
is fair
right.
to me because I bought this item and it's in decent condition. Now, if you
Right.
come see it and then you're like, oh, hey, there's this other problem area, whatever, you know,
Right.
fine, maybe we can haggle at that point, but like, I
Yeah.
don't want to haggle. I don't also don't want to hear your life story. I don't care who it's for. I don't care why you're buying it. I don't care why you need to delay coming to pick it up by a day. I don't care about your life at all. I mean, like, I don't. I just don't. Like, I mean, I'm polite
Right.
and I'm nice and I pretend, but like, I don't, I'm not gonna live here. I really don't care. And so I need you to, like, so that we have a few more things that I'll have to list when we finish recording that we're gonna sell and not schlep across the country. And I have decided that I'm going to set a price and I'm going to say, this is the price. There is no haggling. Do not ask.
Yep.
Do not message me. Because the other thing I hate, do not message me unless you're actually interested in coming to pick this thing up at the price at which it's listed. Because I get all these, is it
Oh,
available?
right.
And I'm like, yeah, are you interested? And then nothing. Like, fuck you. Don't do that. Don't inquire
Right.
unless you actually want the damn thing. Like, I
That
don't
was
have
like
time for this shit.
the theater was trying to sell some stuff, and they put, I think, Carrie put it on Facebook Marketplace, and they were messaging her, and it was just
Nonstop.
fucking maddening
Nonstop.
talking to these people.
I got
It's just like,
like thousands
oh
of messages. Like
God.
hun well, hundreds. I got thousands of clicks. I got hundreds of messages on things. And I'm
Yeah.
like, and the number of people that would talk back with me a few times and then just stop. And I'm like, just
Yep.
say I'm no longer
Yep.
interested and I'll archive the shit out of this conversation and move on. But like,
Right.
I just don't. I have one person who was supposed to come yesterday to pick up something and they didn't. And so
Yeah.
like I messaged them and was like, are you still
Are you
interested
still?
in this
Yeah.
or should I move on to the next person? And I wasn't paying attention. They messaged me much later and like, oh, I just got caught up in something with my brother and they're like, I'm still interested. And I've made them wait 24 hours before I message back because I'm angry about it. I'm like, I don't have time for you. Like I kinda wanna be like, you don't get it now, sucks for you.
Right.
I'm petty and vindictive, and it's who I am inside. But like, God, I fucking hate it. I don't want to haggle. I don't want to. I
Right.
want you to tell me a fair price, and I want to say, yes, that is a price in which I'm comfortable paying for this item. That's it. Saw, we're done. Here's my money.
And
Don't
you're like,
touch it.
and end of story.
Like, other than when's a good time? Because I also have people, I'm very clear. You must get stuff from here. Not coming to you, not meeting you anywhere. Very clear, not happening. And I still have people like, I'm in, you know, Hood River, you know, do you ever come across the bridge? And I'm like, not answering, not gonna do it. You can come get shit. That's it. There are no other options. I'm not delivering anything anywhere.
Right.
It's not gonna happen. You can come get a giant piece of furniture and lug it on your own because I ain't got any kind of a vehicle that's gonna make
You're,
it to
yeah, I
that.
mean, I've
Like,
seen
I'm
your,
like, no.
I've seen both of, I've seen yours and Spencer's vehicles.
Not happening.
Neither of you have vehicles to lug large pieces of furniture anywhere.
But I'm also
So.
like, you know, even the things that are not pieces of furniture, like we sold our big, there's a Papasan cushion, big
Oh, yeah.
round, whatever,
Uh-huh.
that we've
Yeah.
tried to sell every place we've lived, never been able to. And we sold that finally. Woohoo. And like I had people that were like, can you like, nope, can't. You gotta come get it. Just can't do it. Sorry. If you want it, you can drive across the. You can pay the damn toll yourself. I'm not paying the damn toll for you. Get away.
It's
So
like if
that's.
you really want it, you can come get it.
So that's been my number one. Like, oh, I'm so tired of people. I told Spencer, like,
You
I'm
should just
not
like
doing this
find that
anymore. Just.
song. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. There you go.
And
Just find that song and keep playing it.
one of the people that picked up something we were chatting or whatever, and she was talking about she has to move all the time because it's impossible to live here. Every place they rent, it gets sold eventually, and they have to move somewhere else. I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah.
right, it's a nightmare. Fuck this place. And she was saying that like the last time or whatever, she ended up having to sell a bunch of stuff, and it was like low prices because she's just trying to get rid of it because she didn't have room
Right.
where they were going, and she finally just got so fucking upset about Facebook Marketplace and the number because nobody lives here, okay? It's the smallest place in the world, and yet hundreds of messages. It's like all people do is like shop on Facebook Marketplace in the Tri-City area. And she was like,
and then they want you to drive like wherever to deliver it. You're like, no.
She was
absolutely
like,
not.
I got so fed up. I finally was just like, if you want it, it's here. First come, first serve. Not holding. Show up, pay for it. If it's here, good job. Bye. And I'm like, I'm here for that. It's like, right. I'm here from this time to this time. This is all you have. God damn it.
Right. If you want it, show up, pay for it, and I'll give it to you. Like,
so that was my main thing. But the other fun thing that happened, this one's fun. We have an attic, and I'd never been up in the attic because it's scary. But it's one of those, like, the little ladder that drops out of the ceiling so you can climb up.
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
And we kept our totes up there, keep them out of the way and safe from
right.
most creatures. So we were bringing those down, and Spencer is like, oh, you know, there's a crib up here. I'm like, what?
What?
And I'm like,
no.
And he's like, have you never been up here? I was like, no. Why would I want to be up there?
Why would I?
I don't go to attics. That sounds like a bad life choice. So I climb up the ladder and I look around, and you know, there's of course lots of junk, his hoarder, but there is, in fact, it's a playpen and it's set up. It's not like a collapsed playpen over in the corner. It's set up play, because that means they had to get it through the tiny hole and then open
set it up.
And they set up a playpen in the attic, and I'm like, the fuck happened up here? Why do you have a playpen?
No,
who the fuck has a playpen in the attic?
Fucking
and
weird.
Then I went, nope, I'm out, bye.
You're like, shut it before,
like, nope.
The spirit
the,
children
like,
get
the
out of
demons
the attic.
Are gonna come out, okay? It's
Nope.
Like, we can't have that here, we can't have that.
You're like, we are almost out of here, I can't have that nonsense. Ugh. Nope, get we're done.
But so now I'm like, great, I'm very excited to leave the house that has a random playpen assembled up in the attic.
That's weird.
So weird.
That
So
is
weird.
Very
It is
bizarre.
So weird. This house is weird.
100%. Its layout is weird. Its teeny tiny second bathroom is weird.
It's so stupid.
Like, it is so stupid.
Like, you
like,
can
who
have
did that?
you can have a teeny tiny bathroom, but they could have like arranged it in a way that, because they literally took one big bathroom and turned it into that, and I'm like, you could have
Right.
divided this up less stupid, but whatever.
And also, that teeny tiny bathroom is like smaller than like a cruise ship bathroom. Like, what the hell?
It's true.
Like, that's
It's true.
stupid. It's so stupid.
They just didn't do it right.
No. It's very bizarre.
But it won't be our problem for much longer. So, woo!
Right. 100%.
We're going to learn how to live life on a beach. Near a beach.
Yay.
Nearer to a beach than we currently are.
Nearer to a beach. Hooray!
All right. I guess that means it's time to go into our main topic for the day, which is not
Yay.
Karens and creepy...
No.
cribs, it's lighthouses.
No. Possibly creepy lighthouses.
Say, yeah, some creepy lighthouses. This week I go first. And I have brought you the story of the Flannan Isle Lighthouse. Now, Claire,
I know nothing.
Best guess is that you don't even know where the Flannan Isles are.
I do not.
Well, the Flannan Isles are part of the Outer Hebrides, which is part of Scotland. Yay!
Okay. Once you said Hebrides, I was like, okay, I know where that is.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to take you... Oh, let me first give you my sources here. History.co.uk.
Okay.
The Northern Lighthouse Board.
Mm-hmm.
And Mental Floss.
Mental Floss.
So I'm going to take you back to December 15th, 1900.
Okay.
The transatlantic steamship, the Ark, and I think it's Arcor. It's like A-R-C-H-O-R, Arcor.
Okay.
But I don't know. Noticed that the lighthouse light on the Flannan Isles was off. That's Not very helpful.
No.
Kind of need that. So when they docked in Leith 3 days later, they passed the news on to the Northern Lighthouse Board, who worried that perhaps something was amiss. So the Lighthouse Board dispatched a relief ship, the Hesperus, in order to take another lighthouse operator in case there's a problem, and also to check and see what the problem was. Like, what's happening?
Right.
Hey
Yeah.
guys, you have literally one job.
And
That's
you
it.
can't even do that.
Just
Like,
the
what's
one job.
happening, people?
So the Hesperus arrives on Boxing Day, which is December 26th, to
I
those of
was
you
gonna
who
say,
don't
the
know.
day after Christmas.
And the captain, Jim Hardy, as they were nearing, he sounded his horn and sent up a flare in order to alert the lighthouse that they were arriving so that they would, like, come greet them, kind of a thing. Apparently, that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know. But
Oh,
there
like,
was,
hey, we're
we're
coming,
not
and
pirates, we're coming. Hi. I
right,
guess. I don't know.
friendlies.
But there was no response. So they send a boat with the lighthouse relief guy and some crew from the Hesperus up to the actual island, because I guess you need a smaller boat to get there. What do I know?
Right, yeah.
And they get out of the boat and they start climbing the stairs to get up to where the lighthouse is. And they notice above them three giant blackbirds perched on the cliffs above, just watching them.
That sounds like a bad omen.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it?
little bit.
It's very important that you remember that there were three of them, by the way.
Three
Three
blackbirds.
giant blackbirds.
Okay.
So when they get to the lighthouse, no one was there. And there are supposed to be three lighthouse keepers.
What?
I know,
Did they
right?
turn into birds?
They did. They did.
I turned into the birds. Okay.
So in the kitchen, they noticed that the clock on the kitchen wall had stopped, that the table had been set with a meal that wasn't eaten, a chair had been toppled over, there were plates filled with meat, potatoes, and pickles. Ew.
Your favorite.
Ew. Ew. The gate to the yard, as well as the front or the main door, was firmly shut, and they could only find one set of oil skins, which is like the rain slick coats that they wore back in the old
Okay.
days,
Yeah.
meaning that at least one of the lighthouse keepers didn't have it on when they left.
Right.
And a canary in a cage was the only sign of life. Surprised it survived, actually. It was a long time. But what do I know? I
Wow.
don't know. Maybe
So
he had lots of food in his cage. I don't know.
they
Now, so they go out and they investigate the island. It's a small island. I sent some pictures. It's not a big island.
I saw, yeah, okay. I saw some of them.
And on the west side of the island, there was evidence that a massive storm had hit, but the east side of the island remained unblemished. So that's weird.
Weird. Yeah.
So a supply box that had been is supposed to be like wedged up behind a rock, a specific rock or whatever, had been smashed open and the contents had been strewn across the ground. And at that box was 100 feet above sea level.
What?
100 feet.
Okay.
The iron railing on the side of the path on the west side was bent and twisted out of shape. There was part of a railway track that had been torn from its concrete moorings. A huge rock had been displaced that they estimated to weigh over a ton. And so, like, they initially were like, well, maybe there's like a storm and two of them got blown over or something or drowned trying to secure
Yeah.
stuff in the storm. And so, like, the third guy came out trying to help and they all, they just got washed out. But I'm like,
I was gonna say, yeah, did they like fall off a cliff or something,
because I'm
or
like, oh, okay. Still having a hard time with 100-foot wave coming up and smashing a box, but what do I know?
Yeah, like
But so,
right, 'cause it was that far up above sea level.
yeah,
Like,
like
yeah.
they're not, it's, you can look at the pictures, like
Yeah.
the sea
It's
shouldn't be
weird.
touching any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But what do I know? So they end up leaving the lighthouse relief keeper, James Moore, and three of the sailors from the ship to stay behind, try and scour the land to see if they can find any signs of anything, and tend the lighthouse while the Hesperus returns and communicates with the lighthouse board, and they make a plan. So the sailors and James Moore looked all over. They found nothing. They couldn't find anything, any sign of any of the missing men. So the lighthouse itself is on an island within the Flannan Isles, and that island is called, didn't look it up, so I'm sure it's wrong. It looks like it's Eileen Moore, but it's Scottish, so you know it's not. Probably like Eileen Meir or something.
I
Eileen
know, it's probably
Meir.
something really
And
weird.
I'm
Yeah.
like, so whatever that is. I wish I had looked it up now, but oh well.
You're like, I don't
And
know.
nothing lives on the island. The lighthouse keepers live there. Residents of the Outer Hebrides will sometimes, and other Flannan Isles perhaps, will bring their sheep to the Flannan Isles to graze for a while.
Okay.
The only thing that's on the island that people come to visit, like that is a touristy thing, that's not the lighthouse, I guess, is the remain or the ruins of a 7th-century chapel that was built by Saint Flannan, hence the name of the isles, I guess. And the lighthouse itself was fucking brand new. They had only constructed it in 1899. So it's like a year or two old. So it's super cool.
You were right. It is Eileen Moore. I just looked it up.
It's
Like how
Eileen
to pronounce.
Moore. Like how to
Yeah.
pronounce it.
Yep.
And it's not some weird thing like Eileen
Not.
Meir.
N I mean, because that's fair.
Eileen Moore.
That's super fair because.
Maybe if you say it with a Scottish accent, it sounds better. Eileen Meir.
I know, right? Yeah. But anyway. So yeah, it's not. It is what it is.
It is what
So
it is.
yay. Because I mean, it
Yeah.
really could be something
I
bizarre.
mean, I'm just saying.
It is. It could be something weird.
So brand new lighthouse basically on this island in the middle of freaking nowhere.
And
So
three people just disappear.
as I said, there were three keepers. Their names were James Ducat, who was the principal keeper of the lighthouse. Thomas Marshall, who was the second assistant, and William MacArthur, who was an occasional keeper, but he was doing duty for a guy named William Ross, who was the first assistant, but he was on sick leave. So
Okay.
I bet William Ross is really happy he was sick, because,
He's probably like, woo, dodged a bullet on
like,
that
dodge
one.
that bullet. So December 29th, the Lighthouse Board Superintendent Robert Muirhead arrived on the island and started an investigation. He knew all three of the men really well. It sounds like lighthouse keepers are kind of a small, close-knit group of people.
Right, yeah.
And he examined the remaining oil skin and decided that it belonged to William MacArthur. So he decided probably what happened is that Marshall and Ducat went out to secure equipment due to the storm. And when they didn't come back, MacArthur ventured out to try and find them. They'd all probably been swept out to sea by unusually large waves.
Okay.
100-foot, just a reminder, just a reminder.
Right.
The public, however, didn't really, they didn't buy it.
Didn't go for all of that,
They were
like,
like, they thought that the report that he released just wasn't the whole story. And so theories abounded, as only the public can come up with, guys. I love it.
Right.
So
Even
many,
before social media.
I know. So many people believed that they had, in fact, been gobbled up by a giant sea serpent.
Yes, because it's Scotland, and it was probably
Scotland.
Nessie. Yes. Yes. Love it.
Or that they were whisked away by a giant seabird. Now, how many birds were there, Claire?
Three.
Three birds. A giant seabird.
Seabird.
Some people were a little less fantastical and thought perhaps they just left the island via a boat to, you know, escape debts or to start new lives or whatever.
Just like, forget this lighthouse keeper life. We're
it's like,
done.
Deuces. It sounds pretty lonely on this island,
right.
far away from everybody else.
Right.
Some people believe they had been spirited away by a ghost ship. Ooh.
I was going to say, did they believe somebody came, like, some kind of spirit? You know, we talked about that in, like, some of the past episodes. Like, some of those spirits came and took them. Like, don't open your door.
Don't
That's
open
why
the door.
Knocks.
Right? Not a ghost.
Yeah, not a ghost.
But some still thought they had been kidnapped by foreign spies. I love it.
Oh.
So many things. So this was, like, all the rumors that were circulating.
Right.
So a logbook was eventually recovered that had been written by Marshall and contained some baffling entries from December 12th to the 15th. On December 12th, he writes that a great storm, the likes of which he had never seen before, hit the island. And while the storm hit, Ducat was unusually quiet. And MacArthur, who was a big, burly man and not known for his sensitive side, was weeping, was openly weeping during the storm.
What? Okay.
In a second entry, it mentions that all three men were praying when they were in the eye of the storm. So they were, I guess it was a fucking awful storm. And so they're like praying.
Like borderline,
for,
like, you know, hurricane,
I
guess.
But then, like, the third and fourth entry, which were both on the 15th, they had written that the storm had passed and all was calm, which would mean that they didn't get swept out to sea because the storm
right.
was over. So.
I don't know.
But apparently those log entries are thought to have been fabricated and there's no evidence that they existed. So I'm not sure where any of that came from. But it shows up everywhere. You're like, okay. So what was actually in the logs? Because there were logs.
Yeah.
So on December 13th was the last of, like, the written entries of all the information.
Mm-hmm.
On December 14th, the particulars were recorded, which included the time of extinguishing the lighthouse light. Because it's all candles. So they have to blow out all the candles. So they included the time that they extinguished the light on December 15th as part of their records. And then on December 15th, it included the barometer and thermometer readings and the state of the wind as of 9 o'clock in the morning. And that it had stuff had been written on, like, they had a slate, like a chalkboard.
Yeah.
That to write information down that would then get transferred into the log. So all of that indicated that the men disappeared sometime in the afternoon of December 15th. Now, December 15th is also the night that the Angkor, or whatever it is, passed by and noticed that the light was out. So something, so like they know they were there the morning of the 15th. They know that by nighttime they weren't there.
They weren't there, yeah.
So afternoon seems to be around the time that something probably happened.
It was aliens.
It was aliens, Claire. Okay, so there were some other theories that were considered. Apparently, William MacArthur was an ill-tempered man. And was very quick to, you know, throw a punch. Because why not?
Right.
So one thought is that he may have started a fight and, like, up on the western side, which led to them all falling off to their deaths. Or that perhaps he had murdered Ducat and Marshall and threw their bodies into the sea and then either killed himself, you know, in regret, or perhaps escaped on a passing ship.
Okay. Gotcha.
But here's the things that are weird. Because, so, like, they don't know. They don't know what happened. They never figured
Nobody
it out.
knows.
Nobody
Yeah.
knows. But here are some things that are weird. So, no other people or boats reported a storm.
Okay.
So, remember the Arcor or Angkor, whatever the heck it
Yeah,
was called. Like, it was there just a few hours after they would have disappeared, and they, like, the storm of a century that hit waves over 100 feet, and
Right.
they had experienced nothing, no rough seas, no storm, no nothing. That feels incredibly unlikely.
Right. Like if they were there just after, they should have like experienced something.
Now, the Hesperus that didn't get there until Boxing Day, they actually did have to delay their journey because of bad weather, and but that bad weather didn't hit until the 17th, which is 2 days
Two
later, and
is like after.
it's a small place, guys. It's not
Yeah.
big. So, like, that's weird to me. It's like, so there was this huge ass storm that did all this destruction, but, like, nobody else saw the storm. The storm didn't exist anywhere else. Like, what the hell?
That is weird.
Now, the shepherds who do come to the island to take their sheep, they ferry the sheep over for the day, and then they ferry the sheep back. They will not stay after dark because they think it's spooky, I guess. They refer to the island as the other country.
Okay, that's not ominous at
No,
all.
not at all.
Oh,
No, not at all. So they believe that the place is touched by the paranormal.
I mean, sounds like it. That's fair. That's
So,
a fair
right?
assessment.
Well, I
I'm
mean,
just saying.
one is Scotland, but two, it's also fair. Because, so here's
Yeah.
weird. This is weird. So the chapel that I mentioned, the ruins that people will go visit,
Yeah.
it seems to push people to, like, pray who have never prayed before or been moved to worship before.
What?
And, like, it seems to
Why?
embody some weird, like, superstition or ritual. I'm not really quite sure which one this falls into. But people feel compelled to circle the church's ruins on their knees, like praying, which is
What?
weird. It's weird.
That is weird.
Weird. I don't
That
want
is
to go there.
extremely weird. That's bizarre.
And the locals of the Outer Hebrides say that the island has an indefinable aura that cannot be ignored. And so most of the people who live in the area, in the Outer Hebrides and on the other isles, I think there are other isles in the Flannan Isles that maybe someone hangs out on. I don't
Right, yeah.
know. They believe that the three keepers were spirited away into the other world.
I mean, that's fair.
Right? I'm like, I mean,
By aliens, I'm just saying.
Fae, aliens. I don't know that they're that
Guess,
different,
yeah,
really.
right.
It's like you don't really
All the
want
same.
either.
Right,
So
yeah.
I will end my story by saying that later keepers of this brand new lighthouse claimed to hear voices in the lighthouse screaming the names of the missing keepers.
What? That's not creepy at all.
And the first people who claimed to hear it was the party that was left behind by the Hesperus, the lighthouse relief
Oh, the
crew,
very
and the
first
three
people.
sailors, the ones that were there looking. They're the ones who heard it for the first time, and later keepers heard the same thing. So if you go there
Wow.
to the terrifying lighthouse, it is now all automated, so no one has to live there alone in the scary haunted lighthouse. You will hear the names of the three missing light keepers being screamed into the winds. It's terrifying.
That is frightening.
So that is the mystery of the Flannan Isle Lighthouse.
That is excellent.
Thank you. I love it. It's such a weird, like, the fuck happened?
I love a good, we don't know what the
Well, because,
fuck
like, you know, you read and you're like, yeah, it was probably a storm. And then, like, one guy goes over and, like, oh, help, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the other
Right.
guy goes over and you're like, oh, no, I gotta help. And then you go over and then you're all in the ocean and you die. Like, I get it. That seems
Right.
completely reasonable. I'm here for that. Except that no one else saw the storm.
Right.
There
No
was
other
no
boats,
storm.
no other people. They're like, what?
And a
There was no
storm
storm.
that moved a rock that weighs a ton, that smashed a box filled with equipment and, and it was strewn about, that like bent railings. Nobody saw that, even though other people were
Right.
around. Like, it's obscene. I'm like, this isn't real. Like,
Right,
how do you?
right.
So,
That's why I'm saying it's aliens. Like, if
alien.
aliens got like their ship like started up and made it look like it was a storm, but not really, you know? That's why I think it was aliens. That's my guess. It was aliens. Or Satan. Or Satan, because it's always Satan.
Oh, it's true. Maybe, what if, in fact, the lighthouse keepers were part of a satanic cult, and this time it really is a satanic cult.
Maybe. That might be true. Oh, that was excellent. That
Oh,
was a good
thank
story.
you. Thank you. I had a good time. It's one of my favorite stories. The first time I heard it, I was like, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, wait, what? What?
Right. That's
The fuck happened to these guys? And it's like, no one knows. I'm like, we're just okay with that. I'm not okay with that. Okay.
I know. It's just like, wait, what?
Right, Claire. What story have
Yes.
you brought us on lighthouses?
I'm going to be talking about Pensacola Light, which is a lighthouse in Pensacola, Florida.
Ooh, Florida's scary all by itself, so.
Yeah, in so many ways. Pensacola Light is a lighthouse in Pensacola Bay, Florida. And what is standing now is actually the third iteration of this lighthouse. The first one was built in 1826. They kept moving it because of like,
The issues.
well, the first one was kind of, the first two were kind of short and squatty. And the one now, because you know, lighthouses are different shapes and sizes and all that. But this one was like, is taller and
More
skinnier.
lighthouse shape, I understand.
Yeah. Well, because it was like trees and, you know, like there were trees that got in the way and all the crap. And anyway, but the first one was built in 19, or I mean, not 19, 1826. Let's see. This one, the one that we know now, that's there now, current one, was constructed in 1879. No, wait, no. I can't read my writing. 1859. Sorry. I wrote it like, because there were different like dates all over the place.
Right.
1859. Sorry. But yeah, this one is currently the third iteration of this particular lighthouse that is also known as the Aurora Borealis. Don't know why. It's like,
Why?
okay, I don't know.
Wrong part of the country, but cool.
Yeah, right. But anyway, it still stands to aid in navigation, so it still works. Originally, it was all white. It's not right now. And it stands around 151 feet. During the Civil War, Pensacola was controlled by the Confederacy, and they used the lighthouse for mostly for supplies during the Civil War, but on November 1861, it was damaged during an artillery duel between the Confederacy and the Union. But the damage wasn't terribly extensive, so it just kind of like damaged some of the outer wall. It was
Were they
like
like, I mean, we'll just patch it in current, it's
mostly,
fine.
yeah, mostly cosmetic, whatever. Then the Union took over. They got a hold of it.
Hey
But in
guys, we got
18,
a lighthouse. Woo!
yeah, but in 1862, they painted the top 2/3 of the lighthouse black so it would stand out against the potentially cloud-filled sky. I guess so. If it was like a bright blue day, it'd be like, oh, here's this big black thing. Yeah, I don't
I
know.
mean, okay.
I feel like it would not be like you wouldn't see, I don't know, at night. I don't know.
I mean, I guess at night they're going with it's a lighthouse that has a light, but
I guess I
also,
don't.
I
So
don't.
yeah, it's like the bottom is white, but then
I guess
most of the top is black.
my thought is, did they think about red?
Probably not.
Like, or, you know, some other color, orange, like some color that is not black, because it's weird. Okay, sorry.
Right. In 1874, the lighthouse was struck by lightning, and then it was struck again a year later in 1875. Its lightning rod was shown to be defective. And the strikes melted all the metal fixtures in the lighthouse. And I'm just like, that's unfortunate.
So, oops.
And in 1886, there was an earthquake that shook the lighthouse. Said that this particular earthquake lasted between 3 and 4 minutes, and
It's a long
it
time.
wound up stopping the pendulum clock that's on the lower floor. And between the lightning strikes, the earthquakes, strain from hurricanes that come up through the Gulf,
As they do, as they do.
and potentially the holes from bullets from this artillery thing from the Civil War that there are cracks discovered in the tower.
And
And
they're like,
so,
maybe it's not safe after all. Huh.
right. And so, like, there was a similar kind of lighthouse board that got on it to repair. Because, I mean, this lighthouse, like I said, it does aid navigation and it still works
Right,
today.
right.
So,
You need it, but like maybe you need to fix it before it collapses. No, I get it. I get it. You know?
right. And so, like I said, still stands today. So, some of the stories about this lighthouse. One of the first keepers' name was Jeremiah Ingram, and his wife Michaela. He did all the main jobs, and his wife
Just to pause. You said her name was Michaela, and from like the 1800s? That's not some new made-up name. I just assumed that was a like a 90s made-up name that like just suddenly existed after.
I'm gonna assume it's pronounced Michaela because it's spelled Michael with an A.
I mean, I'm with you, but I'm just like, whoa.
I mean, it's not like Michaela, like
Well, right. We
Kayla.
we've obviously advanced in the 90s and decided to add a lot of extra letters to things. I'm here for it. But all
Right.
right. I'm here for it.
I'm
Keep
gonna
going.
say her name is Michaela.
I just all right. No idea.
It's basically Michael with an A at the end of
Michaela.
it. Yeah, Michaela. I'm gonna say Michaela.
I'm here for Michaela.
Anyway,
Sorry, sorry,
you
sorry.
were like, I saw your face, and I'm like, why is she giving me this face?
Because
What
they're
is
like,
happening?
is this such a You remember the 90s when like that became a name that didn't
Oh
exist, right? Like, okay, it's fine.
right. He's making a comeback, apparently.
I just assumed we'd made it up like Aiden, Braden, Caden, Jaden, and all the other Dens that are
Right,
there.
I know. Anyway. So Jeremiah and his wife, Michaela, they were some of the first keepers of this lighthouse in Pensacola. And he did all the main jobs that the lighthouse keeper does. But his wife quickly became involved in helping, being his assistant. And she really liked to keep things neat and tidy. And she would help, like polishing the lenses because they
Huh.
would get all kinds of
See
smoky from,
grossness and
yeah, from
A
the,
lot of
smoke.
dinge from the smoke, yeah.
Yeah, and the light and all that, flames from the candles. And she came a little too much attached to the lighthouse and how it looked. Had
Uh-oh.
a little too much of the OCD going on about how the lighthouse was managed. And
I'm
one of the,
sorry,
oh.
was she getting above her station? Was she telling a man what how to do his
Trying
job back in the 1800s?
trying
Rookie
to.
mistake, madam.
Oh,
Rookie
before,
mistake.
I do this every time. My sources are Wikipedia, PensacolaLighthouse.org, thepostsearchlight.com, and WKRG.com. But it said that she preferred taking care of the lighthouse over affection from her husband.
That tells you everything you need to know. I'd much rather polish the smoke, grime, and grease and misery off of these stupid lenses than go to bed with you.
I want this lighthouse spotless. I don't want to have sex with you. So, anywho. Oh, God. So yeah, she wanted Michaela wanted Jeremiah to do things a certain way when it came to running the lighthouse, and obviously this caused some tension.
Yeah.
'Cause you know, men
Well,
don't like being told what to do.
and then also he's not getting any, so like it's a bad
Yeah.
time for what was his name? James?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah? Jeremiah, I'm so sorry for you. Not really. I feel like he deserved it. I can feel his
Yeah.
douchebaggery even across all of these time, all of time, and the fact that his bones
Really
have
talk.
decayed.
I mean, it didn't
I
really
can just
speak.
tell.
It didn't speak to either one of their character as far as like whether he was like a dick or
I feel
whether
like
she was
I'm
just
gonna
like,
just.
I don't know.
I feel
It didn't
confident in my
really,
judgment.
yeah. But you know, it was like Jeremiah was the main keeper and Michaela was just his wife slash assistant. So obviously what he said goes. And
I'm on Team Michaela here. I like clean things.
but it said that he would come into town by himself, like she would not accompany him into town to run errands, and he would tell people about some of the blowout arguments they would have over this lighthouse. And then suddenly Jeremiah died in 1840, and no one knew the details.
I love that. He's dead now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So some at first just guessed that he became ill, and others
I mean,
believed that he
probably.
met a more nefarious end, and that, you know, because like I said, Jeremiah had mentioned these arguments between himself and Michaela. So obviously others speculated that she killed him. But it was found out that Jeremiah was stabbed, and Michaela said it was an intruder. And that she was frightened and hid because she felt that Jeremiah could handle the situation.
Bah.
But
I
yeah, but others call Bush
mean,
and
it's
believe,
fair. I'm still
yeah,
Team Michaela, but she absolutely murdered her husband. That's fine.
But others call Bush, you know, because they believe that Michaela stabbed Jeremiah after, you know, becoming enraged during one of their many arguments about the lighthouse. And so they think that she stabbed him in the chest with a butcher knife. Apparently left a blood stain on the floor. And they, in one of the articles I read, it talked about how they, in one of the renovations, they pulled up tile and they found the blood stain like underneath the tile, like already on, like still in the wood floor. And I'm like, fuck. Like, wow,
This
that's,
lighthouse is a great place to be, guys. Definitely go hang out
yeah.
there where the blood is still soaked into the floor. It's fine.
Right. So yeah. So after, but I guess they couldn't prove
Well, I
anything
mean,
because you
you
know.
know, surely she wouldn't murder her husband.
Right. Because like she said, it was an intruder. I mean,
Definitely.
geez,
Definitely an
right?
intruder.
Absolutely. And so after his death, Michaela took over as keeper 15 more
Oh, boss
years.
that's bitch. She's like, I got this shit.
I know, right? I was like, look at her go. She's like, I can do this.
She's
It's
like, I
easy
was
shit.
already doing it.
Right. She was like, I was doing your job, asshole. But some people who visit Pensacola Light can feel an unhappy presence. And some people say that there are objects that get thrown at people while they're in the keeper's quarters. And they feel like this unhappy presence is like or speculated that it's still the two of them there fighting over this lighthouse because they both wanted control of it. Because it didn't say anything about her dying there, but it was just
But
he died there.
she loved the lighthouse, so her soul was glowed back there. I
Yes.
get it. And he did die there, and he's like, "Well, bitch, I'm stuck here, so let's duke it out now. No
Yes.
stabbies anymore."
Yes. So it's just like the two of them fighting for control over this lighthouse. So that's a lot of that. But there's also sound of footsteps on the tower stairs when no one's there in the building.
Gross.
Our favorite disembodied voices.
Calling the names of the dead in the wind. Yeah, I'm here for that. Lots of disembodied voices this episode.
You know, door slamming, smell of pipe tobacco, like wafting up the staircase, and it's like nobody's here smoking. I don't know where this is coming from. Some other people who are believed to haunt this lighthouse. There was a woman named Eileen Mueller who lived in the lighthouse, and she was married in the lighthouse. She also died in the lighthouse in 1911, giving childbirth.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And I don't know, didn't talk about like actually seeing her, but they have like ghost tours, ghost hunts, have invited. In fact, I think they've even done like, I was not sure it was Ghost Adventures or the other one. Let's see, Ghost Hunters. One of those other ghost TV shows. But anyway, any of those electronic devices where you try to talk to spirits, she's responded a lot, even not on like the TV show stuff, like other groups who've come in and done these ghost hunt things. She has, re her ghost has responded a lot when they try to talk
I
to
mean,
spirits.
those are some big life events. I lived here. I was married here. I died here, giving birth to my
Birth.
child. So,
Yeah.
like, if you're gonna haunt a place, I feel like those are reasons to be there.
Yes. Other spirits that they said that they have made contact with in these ghost hunts. Spirits of runaway slaves, Thomas and Raymond, they were hanged and buried on the property.
That's awful.
I know. It's terrible. And then there is a former keeper. He was the keeper in 1877. His name was Sam Lawrence. A lot of people have seen his spirit on the stairs of the tower. So he has actually been seen. And then.
I'm sorry. I just need to say this. It is very important to me that we as a culture embrace the importance of work-life balance, because otherwise our fucking ghosts haunt the place you work. Like, no,
I
I don't
don't
want to
know.
be there. Like, for all
No.
eternity? No, that is not what I want.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, sorry. That was just my
And that's
rant.
your rant.
That
That
was like,
is
just
your.
like, these poor people are trapped here because they worked it. Now they're all trapped there together, and they're like, God.
God, yeah, it's like, oh
You're trapped
God.
with people who used to work there you didn't even know. Like, what if you hate them and you're stuck there with them for all eternity? Plus, you're probably stuck there
Right.
with your boss. Ew.
You're like,
No.
no. And this will be your favorite one.
Oh, goody.
There's also two children,
No, God damn it.
Lizzie and Joey, who died from yellow fever in 1922. And their spirits have been seen running all over. And I mean, like, even during the day. And they say that they'll, like, you can see them and they'll run through people. And that the ghosts, I mean, like, not the ghosts, the patrons will, like, freak out and be like, oh God.
I
And I'm
mean,
just
that's
like, what
fair. I'm
the
freaking out at just thinking about it. I'm like, oh
And that
God.
reminded me of that one we did about the museums with the little boy, like, running through the hallways and he runs back to his portrait. And I'm like,
You're
I go,
like,
I'm
bleh,
out.
bleh.
Nope.
No. God,
But it's
no.
like the
Although I'm here
ghost
to be
children will
like,
actually run through the visitors. And I'm like, no, I don't
it's
want a ghost
like
child to run through me.
boundaries. Boundaries,
No.
ghosts. My body is my boundary. No through. This is not an
No.
exit.
No. But to end this story about the Pensacola Lighthouse. Oh, this is where it gets a little bizarre and weird. According to astronomy charts,
Awesome.
the lighthouse is located on a vortex slash doorway
Oh no. Why do we
that is
always
a,
build stuff on those? It's a bad idea.
I know, that's a link between our world and another where past lighthouse keepers who have lost their lives during storms with like a Bermuda Triangle. It's a doorway for their spirits to come through so they can gather and socialize.
Oh my God, so you're telling me that my three guys are actually in your lighthouse?
They could potentially, yeah.
That's
So they could
amazing.
come and make friends so they're not all together alone.
That's so nice. Apparently, they also get to hang out with creepy children, so
Yes.
congratulations.
Yes. And
Oh
that
my
is the
God.
story. That's the haunted Pensacola Lighthouse.
That's amazing. We have to go now and we have to look for ghost
Well,
children.
it said it's like one of the most haunted lighthouses in America.
I mean,
So, I mean,
was trying to
so.
decide if I'd ever been to that one because my dad has a thing for lighthouses. So we go to lighthouses a lot on vacations.
Right.
Like, have I ever been to that one? But I don't know.
So anyway, Pensacola Light.
That was
It's wonderful.
amazing.
It's haunted.
I love our lighthouse stories. Let's keep it on the wheel. Let's see. See what
Because
other weird ass lighthouse stories we have.
apparently all lighthouses are like haunted,
I mean,
so
that's fair. I do want to do the one here. I haven't looked into it, but there's one that Spencer and I visited called the Hacienda Lighthouse. It's like a bed and breakfast, so I kind of wanted to stay there, but we didn't plan that, but when I knew it existed, so
Gotcha.
but I love it because it looks like it's like Hecate, and you're like, oh, it's like a Wiccan thing. You're like, no, it's pronounced Hasita. I'm like, oh, fine, whatever.
You're like, oh, ruin it for
Destroying my
me.
dreams is fine.
Gotcha.
All right, so I think it's time for our sweary affirmation.
Yes.
This week's sweary affirmation: make time to do the things that light you the fuck up. That's right.
Indeed.
Bring yourself joy this week, guys. It's very important. All
Yes, always.
right. That means it must be time for tarot time with April. A spooky, spooky.
See if we can avoid the Pope this week.
I mean, no guarantees. No guarantees. All right, Claire. Tell me when to stop. Ooh, spooky lighthouse music. I will tell you, I have walked up many a lighthouse, and it taught me that not only do I not want to be a lighthouse keeper, but that I don't want to live in a house that has more than maybe like two floors. Not really
I've
want
never
stairs.
been to a lighthouse.
What?
I've never been to a
Oh
lighthouse.
my God. Oh, I'm gonna
Like,
fix
never
that.
ever.
Like, I'm gonna take you to a lighthouse. I feel like go
Never
on
ever.
one on every vacation, except for the one you went on, apparently. Because we went to, like, not the seaside, I guess.
Yeah, because we went to well, we did your family's other favorite thing,
History.
go to presidential estates.
We
Or go to, what is it? Go to plantations. That's your family's other favorite thing.
love to go to plantations and talk about how cool the houses are, but how terrible that history is.
Right, stop.
That's hilarious. Well, don't worry. We're moving to the coast. I'm sure there's lighthouses. We'll go to a lighthouse. It'll be nice.
Sweet. Yeah, I was just like, I've never been to a lighthouse.
Huh. If I had known that, I would have drugged you to several when you were here, because we have several up and down the coast. All right. We have the King of Cups.
Good start. Okay.
And the Nine of Pentacles.
Okay.
And we're ending with the Page of Cups.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Lots of water happening. Lots of emotion. Oh, lots
Okay.
of emotion. I don't, that could be good or bad.
Oh,
I don't know.
it's a crap shoot.
Well, I mean, generally speaking, it's a crapshoot, all right. The King of Cups is a fair and good warrior and good friend. He wants what he wants. Me too, King of Cups. Me too.
Same.
Ah, look at him. He's surrounded by all sorts of water, all of emotions, and can operate in the world without getting positively soggy. Oh, it's true. He's not wet, although there's a lot of water moving around him in my card, but he seems quite dry. What do I know? Let's see. This man truly loves, truly invests in people in his life. He is compassionate and kind, and he makes everything better for everyone he comes in contact with, sometimes to his own detriment. So we'll just avoid the detriment part. So
Yes.
that's fine. He sounds nice. Pretty decent human being. All right. Now I have the Nine of. What? Nine and three quarters. I didn't realize that was even in here.
What
That's funny.
are we? What,
Nine of.
pinnacles.
There it is. Sorry. Apparently, because I flip through my book so infrequently in the number section anymore. Apparently, there's a 9¾ page. I'll have to go back and read that.
Interesting.
So the Nine of Pentacles. Let's see. This is a woman at peace in her garden, breathing. It's lovely, really. The card speaks to gratitude and confidence. It's about treating yourself as well as you treat the people you love, and it's the result of hard work and perseverance. That's nice.
Okay. Nice.
Nice. It's nice. Okay. So far, so good. But what happens next? Because I find the pages are kind of like
Wild
usually,
cards.
well, they're sort of the, in my head, I call them like the Caleb card. Because like Caleb is like a good human being. He's still a kid in my eyes. He's 21, but whatever. But like he's a good kid, but he's still like a little doofusy. You know what I mean? Like it just.
Yes.
So I feel that
Still has
spirit.
teenage boy
I
brain.
feel the spirit of like still like a little kid, but like trying to be an adult because you are an adult, and like but like the doofy kid stuff coming out now and then. It's kind of how I see pages. Let's see. Okay, Page of Cups is a bit of a dandy.
Ooh, a dandy.
But in the Llewellyn deck, his hair is flowing in the wind, and his outfit is just darling.
Well, that's not me in that right now.
He's got a little smile on his face and is and a bit of a let's see, and giving the fish in his cup a bit of side eye. Is there a fish in my cup? No, but that's okay. We can't have everything.
That's right.
He's the card of art and inspiration, of love, lust, and passion. If you could apply those feelings to anything in your life, that's the Page of Cups. So that's nice. Okay.
Not a bad week.
No, I'm fine with it. It feels good. Treating people well, really indulging in our self-care, and enjoying our passion, art and inspiration, love and lust. Ooh. Bit of a dandy. All right, I'm here for it. Do 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 do.
Sounds okay to me.
Right. All right, Claire.
Yes.
What's going to happen next week? What does our Wheel of Fate
I don't
have to
know.
say for us this week? I mean, I don't know. You ready?
Let's do it.
You sure?
I guess. Ready as I'll ever be.
It's what's it gonna be?
Ooh.
Ooh, movies. Or we have movies.
We haven't had that in a minute.
We haven't. That'll be fun. I'll have to come up with something else to do in my movies. There you
I
go.
know.
Very fun. Very fun.
Interesting.
So there you have it, guys. That's our lighthouse stories for the week. And you can look forward to movie stories next week. Who knows what that'll be?
That'll
But.
be, yeah.
But until
Been some
next
wild
time,
stuff last couple times we've done
it's
movies,
true.
so.
I loved doing the episode on Alfred Hitchcock. That was one of my favorites for the movies. Like it was bad. Like he was gross and it was bad.
Yeah, he's pretty terrible.
And I think the last time I did it on The Shining, on
Yeah.
how excellent that movie still is.
Because I did, like, what was it? Jinxed movies.
Yes.
And then I did In Cold Blood.
Yes, that was really good. Very dark.
Terrible.
But interestingingly, I could have done my lighthouse story as a movie because apparently they turned it into a movie.
Did they
Of
really?
course they did. It's
Oh, jeez.
called, let me look, called The Vanishing.
Oh, okay. Noted.
All right. But until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, subscribe, comment, share, dance, whatever, all the things.
Right.
And if you'd like to send us ideas for the wheel or suggestions of stories you'd like to hear us cover, just send them to us at
brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
and keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.